The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I saw a pale horse.
The beast.
We're told in the book of Revelation.
This is not a human child.
Isn't an angel?
Satan! Armageddon is almost upon us.
Order the use of nuclear weapons.
The world is a fine place and worth fighting for.
From one end of the world to the other, I will oppose you.
They're here.
Welcome to the end of the world.
Wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. This is PID Radio.
Happy Rexurrection Sunday. I'm Derek Gilbert.
Rexurrection?
I know what I meant.
I know. A glorious Resurrection Sunday to everybody.
Amen.
This is, of course, Easter Day, as most of the world calls it. It is April the 24th of 2011.
And much to discuss once again this week.
You know, it
boy,
still sounds really live in here.
Yeah.
We've moved our bunker into the permanent bunker for where we live now.
Yeah. Well, you're right. It does sound live. And I think it's because these walls are bare and we've got the paneling on these walls. We may have to, you know, hang some hangings or something.
tapestries.
Tapestries, yes.
Those ancient tapestries from the family castle.
That's right. Dead in the room just a little bit. But anyway, no, this is a really nice workspace. We've converted one of the bedrooms in the lower level of the new bunker.
And the dungeon.
Yes, to the official and final workspace here. And I think this is going to work out really, really well.
This is probably the nicest bunker we've ever had. In fact, I'm sure it's the nicest bunker we have ever had.
Yes. The Lord has truly blessed us. And so we are humbled to have this space in which to work. So
you know, we really are.
A sense of responsibility to actually bring something to the table now.
This is a big week. It's more than just having this glorious bunker to rejoice in and record in. This is a big week. For those of you who are listening way in the future, you're probably going to go yawn, yawn. But those of you listening tonight or tomorrow, you're going to know that this week in history has, on Friday the 29th, the marriage of Prince William and Kate Middleton, which is a big to-do.
Yes.
And if you are in the conspiracy corner on
Prince Will I Am,
then you're really watching what's going on. In particular, the fact that, as we'll discuss a little more later, the fact that, Prime Minister
David Cameron.
Why do I have trouble remembering? He's so forgettable that David Cameron has called for a change in the long-standing order of succession. That
Ooh.
It will not be just the first male, if only a female is born, then a female can inherit. But if a male is born, even if it's 5 or 10 kids down the line, that male inherits. He wants it changed so the first child, boy or girl, inherits.
I see. So the first female child, possibly.
Possibly.
The question becomes then, why this potential change? Did they know something?
Well, that's just what I was wondering about. I think that, well, you have to wonder, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. The other thing, of course, on Saturday, Doctor Who. Part 2 of The Impossible Astronaut. And on Sunday, May the 1st, is the beatification of John Paul II.
That places him one rung down the ladder from sainthood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the sainthood is the next final and ultimate step. They are going to make John Paul II a saint in the Roman Catholic Church.
Why choose May 1st?
May Day.
That's Walpurgisnacht.
Well, yeah, Walpurgisnacht, April 30th,
May 1, yes.
Sure. And May 1, of course, is the Celtic, celebrated by Wiccan practitioners as Beltane.
It's a terrible holiday in history if you look at the occult. It's the day that all of these bacchanalia sort of events took place.
Mm-hmm.
What an odd day to choose.
Yeah. The argument might be made, you know, this is the first Sunday we had open after Lent. You know.
Yeah, well, I suppose.
Convenient, I suppose.
I suppose.
But, it is interesting that it falls on Beltane.
But guess what else?
What else?
Today, Easter Day, in the telegraph, telegraphing things to us in the know. Large Hadron Collider rumored to have found the God particle.
That's the nickname.
Just in time for the resurrection.
Yeah, that's the nickname that they've given to
the Higgs boson.
The Higgs boson, yeah. And it's not confirmed, and there are those who are in the know who say, you know, they've not done it,
who claim it was done back in 1973. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But the fact is that this article was mm-hmm. published today.
Yeah, and it's a leaked memo. It was citing unconfirmed reports.
Exactly. Again, why is this today? Because it's Easter. That's
right,
why.
Right. So, and of course, this refers to the research going on at CERN, which is the thing at Geneva that featured so prominently in Dan Brown's novel Angels and Demons,
mm-hmm.
and the thing that some have speculated might create miniature black holes.
And speaking of portals.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video that we're going to link to in the show notes that, well, some claim in Côte d'Ivoire, which is Ivory Coast in French, that there is a sighting that took place, oddly enough, on April 20th, which is Hitler's birthday, of Mary
mm-hmm.
appearing clothed in the sun.
Yeah, that was really an odd video because you do see something, some
but it also
shadowy
sort of
shape.
Looks like a reptilian eye.
Right,
or,
the vertical
or
iris.
A portal.
Or a portal opening, right. Which is interesting because that's mm-hmm. one of the things that the new apostles, the new so-called New Apostolic Reformation, teaches here in the United States and around the world, that you can open portals to the heavenlies through very specific prayers directed at a specific region. You go into a certain area, tear down the strong man who's taken dominion over your town, open a portal to the heavenlies to loose the angels of God to come down and wreak vengeance upon, you know, whatever, the demon who's afflicting your area. You see something in that video in the sun there. Who knows what it could be? I mean, apparently it wasn't just an artifact of the camera because people were reacting to it
exactly.
in the video.
And I wish I spoke the local language. I assume it's a dialect of French. I wish I spoke it. That's like Rex Russian.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't done this for a while.
Too many carbs at lunch or something.
It was delicious.
Yes. But yeah.
Chicken fried steak. That's the official Easter dinner.
So we'll put a link to that in the show notes so that you can see this. Again, the claim from the people who posted the video that it's the Virgin Mary, but
it's very shadowy, yep. But there's something there. You cannot deny that there is something there.
And while this is going on, there's a report from CatholicVote.org that 1,000 Roman Catholics have been massacred in Côte d'Ivoire. So,
there has been a long time now, there's been a civil war of types. You know, the Muslim population in the north, and the Christian population, which mm-hmm. is probably primarily Catholic, in the southern part of the country.
Right. And troops loyal to the Muslim opposition leader there have reportedly slaughtered about 1,000 at the St. Teresa of the Child Jesus mission in the town of, I can't pronounce it, Duco, D-U-E-K-O-U.
Isn't
spiritual.
Isn't this the country that there was an election recently and the incumbent was voted out and he refused to go? I think his name was Bagbe.
There have been a number of those lately. Which one?
I think he finally went.
Yeah. Let's see. What is going on there? I think you're right about that. He just refused to leave. And
I think his name is Bagbe, but I think it starts with an N,
right.
Like in Bagbe or something.
Right.
There's also a wonderful article at Al Jazeera that takes a long look at the history and sort of insider. Well, I'll come in again. It encapsulates what's going on and what they're calling the Arab Awakening. interesting way to phrase that, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they list all the countries who have been involved, that have been involved, and they list the activities that have taken place in those countries. So if you're wondering, okay, when did this all start? Who all's involved? You know, what leaders are being forced to, you know, told they need to go? This is a great article to sort of pin to your laptop, refer to.
And it's interesting.
Great map.
The phrase used to describe it sounds like something that's been focus grouped, the Arab Awakening.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I like the way you say that.
It would only sound better if we had some sort of sound effect behind it like they use on the cable news channels. Arab Awakening. We should come up with something like that.
We should.
You were right. It is Bagbo, but it's a silent G in the beginning. G, B-A-G-E.
B-O,
Bagbo.
Mine was some sort of silent thing.
Yeah, he had postponed elections in Ivory Coast for years, was defeated last fall by Alassane Ouattara, who is the Muslim opposition leader, whose troops reportedly committed this slaughter of Catholics. So... it's so hard to know. You know, bear in mind that we are by no means geopolitical experts on what happens anywhere.
No,
certainly
but we can
not,
read.
Yeah, certainly not in Africa. And we've got to take with a read everything that we encourage you to do the same
it's
thing.
It's focused
all news,
through the lens of European and Western pretty much media
news sources.
Yeah,
even I would suggest Al Jazeera.
Oh, very much.
Yeah.
It's owned by Western, isn't it? Isn't that owned by a British outfit?
You can make a case that because of it's owned by the Emir of Qatar,
which is
a nation of 70,000 people, heavily dependent on Western oil money, U.S. and U.K. So you could make the case that Al Jazeera is likely a cutout for either MI6 or the CIA.
Well, and that's the interesting thing. I mean, Qatar and
Kuwait.
I think one other country that essentially
Oman, probably.
Yeah. They're the only ones pretty much that are not involved in this Arab Awakening.
Right. So bear that in mind, that everything that we're digesting and trying to make sense of here is being filtered through that Western media lens. But
what I find so interesting about that phrase Arab Awakening is how close it is to Russ Dizdar's Black Awakening.
Yeah.
You know, sort of, this is what I think of when I see Arab Awakening.
Yeah.
That somehow they've been awakened to something within Islam that they need to get, knives and scimitars and things and rush out there and attack. It's essentially putting Arab against Arab.
Yes. And
Muslim against Muslim.
And the winner out there, the winners are the ones who are the best organized political forces, which we've discussed in the past. In Egypt would appear to be the Muslim Brotherhood. In Libya would appear to be groups, the opposition groups appear to be allied with Al-Qaeda, which is bizarre that we're providing air cover and air support for Al-Qaeda in Libya. But, why should we be surprised? We created the Taliban when we created the freedom fighters in Afghanistan to run out those Ruskies.
Not to be confused with Bob Balaban.
A comic actor.
A fine comic actor.
Yes. So... this may be the same thing happening in Ivory Coast, that this Bagbo was, for whatever reason, decided he had to go. And the guy who's coming into place, who's being put in place, the winner of this election, turns out to be a Muslim who's not above, apparently, slaughtering those who get in his way. Mm-hmm. But that is the way of the world, typically, especially those parts of the world not defined, loosely defined by Christendom, the phrase Christendom.
Yes.
We don't see that happening, or have not, at least in the last... I can't even make that statement. I mean, there have been an awful lot of kings who met untimely ends in Christendom over the last couple thousand years.
Why, yes,
so,
there have been.
Anyway, but that is the basic nature of humanity. We are a fallen, depraved race in need of salvation, which brings us back to Resurrection Sunday. The whole purpose of the day, not... fluffy bunnies depositing brightly colored eggs on a lawn.
Empty tomb,
it's the empty
and the fact
tomb.
That he is coming back.
Yeah, wielding a sword, by the way.
Yes, he is.
Unlike Rob Bell, who seems to think that he's a kind of a fluffy bunny sort of deity.
No. The sword that proceeds out of his mouth.
Exactly.
He is the word.
I mean,
he will speak a word and things will happen.
The title of Rob Bell's book, Love Wins, is accurate insofar as it goes. Once you get past the title, however, and actually dig into the book, you find that there's a soft, creamy center where there should be the cold, hard truth of the way the, and maybe not the cold, hard truth is the right way to describe it, but anyway, the reality of the universe. No one in the Bible preached more about hell and damnation than Jesus did.
Amen.
And the love that wins was his love for us that led him to willingly sacrifice himself on the cross. He laid down his life and he took it up again, the only one in human history able to do so, and that all who would believe in him as Lord and confess him before man would be saved.
Mm-hmm.
That is the love that wins, because absent that confession of faith in Jesus Christ as Lord, we are all doomed. Rob Bell apparently believes that we might go there like sort of detention, being held after school for a while until we say we're sorry, and then God will reconcile us all. That is the message of love wins. John MacArthur at of Grace to You Ministries wrote a really good post on this called Bell's Inferno. Vox Day at WorldNet Daily wrote a very good column on it this week at WorldNet Daily. But he just basically, they basically say the same thing, that Rob Bell is leading Christians to commit theological suicide by breaking down the wall between Christianity and the world. What defines Christianity? That we are fallen, sinful humans who fall short of the glory of God. And without that bridge provided by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we're all lost. And Bell is kicking out that bridge and saying, you don't need it. It's all good. However you want to live is fine. Now, you may have to pay a slight penalty, you know. There might be a slight penalty in, you know, you held after class for remedial instruction, sort of an evangelical Christian version of purgatory, but that's not scriptural. That's
no,
not
it
what
is
Christ
not.
Said.
It is not.
So, anyway, enough
Amen.
Of the word.
Way cross, to preach there.
Cross Rob Bell off the list of things to discuss today. Then we've got royal wedding, beatification, court d'ivoire. Okay.
4 years since Madeleine McCann disappeared.
Oh, the young girl who had the mm-hmm. the interesting little eye condition,
yeah.
And she's still no arrests, no prosecution
no arrests,
in that case?
Nothing. 4 years.
Google Madeleine McCann and you'll find out what we're talking about. We won't rehash the case here or recap it, but we've talked about it in the past and about how there was some speculation that because of her unique, what was it, the shape of her pupil had some sort of unique keyhole?
It sort of had a keyhole shape to it,
yeah,
yes.
Which might have had some...
There are cult significances to that. We talked about that long ago. I'd have to dig up, you know, the old articles that I wrote about it. She disappeared from, I have to find, it's an interesting, from Praia da Luz on the Algarve, I think. It says here that the 17th century Church of Our Lady of Light...
Hmm.
Is speaking of the video that we just saw, we just talked about, mm-hmm. rather, that this is where her parents, Kate and Jerry McCann, go every year to commemorate her and her loss.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, that's one of those mysteries that we may not know the answer to in this lifetime.
No. Now, there is a link here at the Telegraph that, excuse me, the this is something, honestly, I haven't been following this, but apparently police have been investigating a convicted British pedophile named Raymond Hewlett in connection with McCann's disappearance. And there is a timeline that we can also link to for you. But I think if you Google her name and that in Google News, that you will find these articles popping up mm-hmm. pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, and as and we consider some of those darker aspects, you know, because children are often the victims in these crimes of a supernatural significance. There are those who still appear to believe that God needs us to wield his sword. We've talked many times about dominion theology and kingdom now theology, and there are a number of events that have and will take place very soon,
mm-hmm.
Bringing people together as we begin to ramp up to the 2012 presidential election, because as every good Christian knows, we have to have our man in the White House. to restore America to its Christian foundation, its covenantal status with
Jesus. Gee, I thought it was Christ risen and coming again.
That's all passé. That's passé. That's a there were a number of events that we just want to touch on very quickly because
Well, we only have 10 more minutes.
Exactly. I don't want to, you know, beat a horse that's already on life support. April 12th and 13th, just a week ago, as we record this, the Government Transformation Summit for Visionary Leaders in San Antonio called Justice at the Gate on April 8th and 9th. We talked about a similar event last year, same event, same location last year at Liberty University called Awakening 2011. They had Awakening 2010 last year. This year, Awakening 2011, Raising Our Voices, Equipping and Empowering a New Revolution. Yes,
you know,
that's very Christian, isn't it?
Language that I'm not so sure. Can you show me that scripture where Jesus, you know, said, okay, I want you to go out and I want you to revolutionize the governments of the world?
It's not in there.
Now, if they mean revolution in that a turning, you know, revolving, and we're in a sense of repentance, then
I sort of doubt that. Well, some of the speakers included Michelle Bachmann, a congresswoman from Minnesota, who's been very, very public in her criticism of the Obama administration, and may wind up running for president in 2012. Ken Blackwell, who's a what is he? He's head of the platform committee for the Republican National Committee. Jared Bridges, who's director of online communications for the Family Research Council. We've got
anyone from the family?
Well, no, they tend to work a little more behind the scenes. Becky Norton Dunlop, who was the former, let's see, she served in the Reagan administration. I want to say she was in the Bush administration, but I could be wrong about that. Joe Farah, editor-in-chief of WorldNet Daily, was a speaker. Frank Gaffney, founder president for the Center for Security Policy, regular commentator on Fox News. Newt Gingrich, who will likely be a presidential candidate in 2012. A lot of other names that might be more familiar to people who are very active in evangelical circles.
But things are beginning to ramp up toward the 2012 elections. Rick Joyner.
Morningstar Ministries. Yeah,
well,
that was the one I wanted to get to.
Interesting.
He is the guy who's restored, tattooed biker boot wearing old lady kicking Todd Bentley to the ministry. There were a couple of others here that I thought were worth mentioning. Grover Norquist, head of the American, American Taxpayers Union? President of the American Society of Competitiveness. He's also rumored to be a closet Muslim.
Grover Norquist? Oh, I think we've talked about this before.
Right, right. Janet Porter. The lady who organized May Day 2010. Right.
Yes.
She was there. Reverend Sam Rodriguez, who's a member of the International Coalition of Apostles, head of the National Hispanic Christian Leaders Conference. And Pastor Rick Scarborough, head of Vision America. Matt Staver, founder of Chairman Liberty Council. And those are some of the largest names, but I thought interesting. Newt Gingrich. And Rick Joyner appearing on the same venue. Rick Joyner, by the way, who's saying that who's prophesying that we're due for a major earthquake here in the United States, and so we should all stock up on food, water, and Bibles.
Next week, next Thursday. By the way, I think it's at 10:15. Is it 10:15 or 10:13?
Let's see.
Is it the Great Shakeup? Is that what they're calling it?
They're calling it the Great Central U.S. Shakeout. That was what I was leading to here.
Ah.
Yeah, you picked up on that very quickly. Yes. 2 million people in the Midwest. Actually, this was something that took
place. Actually, I saw that it will affect 11 million people if New Madrid goes off.
Probably so. But
probably 13 million.
Drill took place last week, Tuesday, on the 19th of April.
I heard on the radio this morning that it is going to take place on Thursday next week.
Huh. Maybe they're doing it in different locations.
Well, it could be.
Because this is reported by Wish TV in Indianapolis. 2 million people
maybe
in the Midwest.
Maybe each state is doing it at a different time.
Well, it says 2 million people in the Midwest, including 500,000 in Indiana, took part in what's being called the largest earthquake drill ever in the United States. The Great Central U.S. Shakeout. Drill comes just after the third anniversary of a 5.2 magnitude quake that shook the Midwest, which we felt in Indiana probably would have felt it more strongly here because it was just south of here where we're located now. But,
okay. This is, let's see.
There is a website.
From the Daily Dunklin Democrat. Now, says that it will be on April 28th at 10:15 a.m.
That is interesting. Wish TV had it taking place on Tuesday the 19th, and the State of Indiana's website has it as April 19th, 2011.
I don't know.
They don't even know what day it is.
Well, I don't know. This article is dated the April 21st. It says the American Red Cross Southeast Missouri chapter is partnering with the Great Central U.S. Shakeout to educate the area about earthquake safety, and it will be held on April 28th, 2011.
Well, maybe it was so much fun they're doing it twice.
We'll post links to it. This paper is out of Cape Girardeau,
which is a lot closer. Yes, Cape Girardeau is very close to the fault, so they would presumably know when they were supposed to do it. State of Indiana had it taking place this past week. So
Evansville, Indiana Courier Press. Let's see what date they're saying. Just curious to see, folks. Let's see. April 28th, 10:15 a.m.
How interesting.
So here's what I read, is that we're supposed to all find a heavy piece of furniture, duck underneath of it, and wait.
No, I was reading another
duck
article that was sent to us by a listener, and forgive me because I'm not remembering off the top of my head who it was, but there was a listener to PID Radio who sent both of us an article who said that actually getting underneath the heavy piece of furniture is not where to go because it will compress slightly. But when you get next to something heavy, like a couch, get next to it, there's a void that's often created. And that's the place to go. Get into the fetal position next to a couch or a big chair or something like that, you know. And
can you get in one of his beds, one of Sam's beds, and just pull a binky over you?
That might work if you're a dachshund, the size of a dachshund, but larger than that, you might not have enough space.
I have a void around me at all times anyway. it's like that episode in Star Trek where the giant amoeba mm-hmm. had this void around him.
Yep.
Yeah, well, if you put Krispy Kremes anywhere near, I can guarantee a void around me where they've been sucked in.
Well, as we know, all of these the nasty weather that we've had across the central part of the U.S., and there's more of it coming this week. Our prayers for you if you're in the Ohio River Valley, because over the past week, 1,000 reports of severe weather, 71 tornadoes reported over the previous week in the U.S., and more scheduled.
yes. Well, in fact, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, Tuesday, and possibly as late as Thursday, Friday, you know, heading to the East Coast. So more nasty weather on the way.
Well, April and May tend to be like that.
But we know that those of us who are enlightened, that this is actually Mother Earth's way of telling us that we're just hurting her by taking it.
You know, that's the one final thing that I realized that Earth Day has traditionally been on the past Friday. What date was that? The 22nd?
Yes.
4/22.
Uh-huh.
Look, having Earth Weekend during resurrection celebrations, that just creeps me out, people.
Yeah, and just watch, because coming to the United Nations, a proposed treaty written by the president of Bolivia, Evo Morales, would give plants, animals, and insects the same legal rights as human beings. They're granting the same legal protection to Mother Earth as, you know, us.
Sam's dialing a lawyer right now.
Hairless monkeys who happen to be walking across it. This treaty is based on Bolivia's recently passed Law of Mother Earth. So in Bolivia, they are already granting this type of legal
protection. Isn't Evo Morales the one who won because he was saying he wants it to be legal to chew coca leaves?
Well, I don't know if that's why he won, but that is one of his platforms. Yes, he was the first native or first president in South America of Native Indian descent or, you know, Native mm-hmm. descent. So but yeah, this is something they passed there, and he's going to bring this to the UN and try to get the UN to pass a similar treaty. It sounds crazy, but there are things like this happening in other parts of the world.
I know.
Is kind of thing that's matriculating up through the
even so
institutions
come Lord
of higher
Jesus.
Learning. Yes, amen to that. So, and one final note of just to disturb you even further, if we've not bothered you already enough, there's a new perfume that may soon be hitting the stores that is based on blood, or at least inspired by blood. This product is called Blood Concept, a provocative fragrance based on the four major human blood types, AB, AB, and O. Now, it doesn't actually incorporate blood, but it claims that each scent is evocative of the blood type it represents.
I'm sorry, but a perfume that is essentially a B-O is probably not a big seller.
No, I
think rethink your strategy there.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it shouldn't come as a surprise, given the fascination our culture has with bloodletting and bloodshed, mm-hmm. the vampire subculture, the mm-hmm. goth subculture, torture porn in our movies. And so this is just one more manifestation of this. Life has no intrinsic value. Human life has no intrinsic value in our modern culture of death. And so why not? Perfume based on the scent of blood.
I've had it.
Yeah. Well,
enough.
Movies can be a positive influence, and the interview this weekend on A View from the Bunker is Hollywood scriptwriter Brian Godawa, who is an award-winning scriptwriter for the film To End All Wars, which stars Kiefer Sutherland and Robert Carlyle. Not an overtly Christian film, but Christian beliefs and values play a major role in the film, and he talks about ideas and their consequences.
You know, the great thing when you write as a Christian doesn't necessarily mean that you're writing a Christian book, mm-hmm. but everything you write in that book is influenced by your Christian worldview.
Right.
And that's the approach you and I take when we write. The same goes for a non-Christian. Mm-hmm. And as someone who is anti-Christian, that worldview permeates what you write. So good on you for interviewing Godawa, and I can't wait to hear it.
Yep, it's well worth the listen, a fascinating 60 minutes, and we'll have him back soon. But until next time here on PID Radio, I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. PID Radio is a production of the PID Radio Network, a division of Gilbert House. Please visit our website at PIDradio.com, where you'll find show notes and links to connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. We wish to thank all those who help undergird and underwrite our ministry through prayers, feedback, and donations. To contact us directly, email us at radio@peeringintodarkness.com. Opening music adapted from The Alchemist's Tower by Kevin MacLeod, www.incompetech.com. Closing music, New Day Coming by Steve Grace, stevegrace.com. Content, copyright Gilbert House, and is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derives 3.0 Unported License. For more information, see creativecommons.org.
Gonna step up to the microphone, say it loud and clear.